And we're live.
Hello and welcome back to a bonus episode of the First Time Watchers podcast.
Because we like to watch.
My name is Tim Costa.
I'm Romano Da Silva.
Walter Vinci.
What we typically like to do on the FTW podcast is find a movie that none of us have seen, watch it together, and then discuss. But in this bonus episode, we'll be exclusively discussing the 1985 cult horror classic Reanimator. Okay, the plot. A dedicated student at a medical college and his girlfriend become involved in a bizarre experiment centering around the reanimation of dead tissue when an odd new student arrives on campus. Very loosely based off of the H.P. Lovecraft story. And I say very loosely. The director, Stuart Gordon. The actors, Jeffrey Combs, Bruce Abbott, Barbara Crampton. Wally.
Yo.
Last week, we saw another campy 80s horror film, and we were pleasantly surprised, at least the two of us were.
Yep.
But with Reanimator, were you just as surprised, or did you come away a little disappointed?
I came away even more surprised.
Yeah?
This movie has got a special place in my heart as of now. I'm actually going to go and buy it.
Oh, yeah?
I just love just how off the wall this movie gets from, like, it only stays quiet for, like, maybe 20 minutes. And then from that point, it just, the crazy ramps up. And when we get into spoilers, there's something that I need to talk about so badly that I watched it with one of our listeners. And, yeah, well, I'll talk about it in spoilers, but I dug this movie. I dug the shit out of this movie. I had such a fun time watching. I had a smile from ear to ear. Just how... It's another one of those typical 80s, you know, horror movies. It's an 80s horror B movie.
I don't think there's anything typical about this.
It's a B movie. Something you would see probably on Up All Night back on USA.
Oh, back flashbacks, in the day. Dude.
Yeah.
Flashbacks.
One of those type of movies.
What was her name?
It was Vonda Shear.
Vonda Shear. Fuck me!
And Gilbert Gottfried was the other host.
That's right.
So, you can pardon that terrible Gilbert Gottfried impersonation, but yeah, this reminds me of those movies that you would watch on Up All Night,
yeah,
or on like the Elvira show. This is like one of those fun, just don't worry about it, just sit back and enjoy. It's gonna be campy, cheesy, you know, horror, and you're gonna have a great time with this one. I had a ball watching this.
Hermano,
I'm with Wally. I love this fucking movie. I cannot believe I had never seen this. Like I.
Yeah, horror maestro over there.
I could have sworn I had seen this movie, but as I'm watching it, I'm like, this does not seem familiar to me at all. I don't think I've ever seen this. I must have just missed it when I was a kid. I mean, 85, I was 9 years old. So, I mean, I mean, my dad used to rent us, like I've told you guys before, my dad used to rent tons of movies, and we would just watch them, and that would kind of be our babysitter.
Here, watch this Chainsaw Man.
like my dad, English is not his first language, so he wouldn't know what he'd be renting us. So all of a sudden, we'd be watching like Faces of Death and like, you know,
Christ.
Nightmare on Elm Street 3 and stuff like that, you know, Halloween. And this movie, however, I don't know, maybe the cover just was like, no, I ain't renting this. Like, this cover looks crazy. But I watched it in such a contrast from Night of the Creeps, where I thought Night of the Creeps, like, you guys at least see the difference, right, in between what makes this fun. I know you guys enjoyed Night of the Creeps. This is what I wanted out of Night of the Creeps.
No, I agree with
this
you.
This level of, like, holy shit. Like, there was so much.
Holy shit is right.
This just goes batshit real quick.
This movie really, 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 really makes me miss the practical effects.
Like, oh, yeah.
I just... Not that they were great. Like, some of them were pretty good. Like, you could see, like the headless stuff was pretty good. Like, the headless guy, you got to admit, I was wondering how
however,
they did that.
However, I saw the person behind the headless person, the guy.
Oh, did you?
Oh, my God, easily.
I think I was probably tears in my eyes laughing too much to notice. But, like, you know, the cat, obviously, not the greatest.
Yeah.
The cat was kind of awful, but it was fun. The acting, everything. Like, I told Tim, like, if they remade this movie... Please make me the casting person, because I would cast Matthew Fox as the simple med student, and I would cast David Tennant as Herbert. Like,
that would be awesome
instantly, because I felt like they just looked the part. Not, I think David Tennant could totally pull off his role, and I think Matthew Fox could play that easily. But you know, obviously, it's never going to happen. But wishful thinking.
I hope
but.
It doesn't, because I think like a remake of this movie would not do it justice.
You know, there is a sequel. It's called Bride of Reanimator.
Really?
Yeah, and it's from the same director too.
Stuart Gordon?
Yeah, I think so.
I need to check this out.
Yeah. I agree with both of you guys. This movie is fucking insane. I mean, there's so much. Seriously, there's there's what would it be called? Reverse necrophilia?
I want to talk about that when we get into spoilers.
I don't have any words for how insane this movie is. I mean, it really knows what it is. It just goes balls out. Did you notice at the beginning when he's talking to the German doctor that he's reviving? His name is Gruber, and I think that the other doctor calls him Hans.
Yep, it is Hans Gruber.
It's like, what? Maybe this was the revenge Hans was after all along. his entry into the his new school, you know, and just the
Miskatonic University.
Yeah, just the immediate negative discourse he has with the lead doctor or medical examiner or whatever. Yes. It's just, you know, straight out of B movie, straight out of Clicheville. But it really didn't matter because they were so over the top. The lead actor who not the guy who was doing the experiments, the other one.
I can't remember his name, but he was awesome. No, Herbert was the guy with the glasses.
Dan. He was who had the girlfriend. The guy who had the girlfriend. He was a terrible, terrible actor.
Oh yeah,
awful. But every time he started getting angry, it was total typical angry acting. You know, yep. Just shouting. Oh my god! You know, and shaking himself and shaking other people. the practical effects. This is one of the gorier movies I've seen. You know, practical effects wise, it reminded me of a John Carpenter movie. It reminded me of The Thing.
I could see that, yeah.
Or a Cronenberg film.
All right.
You know, kind of a mix of those, especially towards the end. I don't know how much more I can say without spoiling anything.
Well, we haven't really even gotten into, like, what the movie's about. It opens with Herbert, I guess, conducting an experiment behind closed doors.
Yeah.
And it looks like you don't really know what's going on. You just get the sense that he did something to this man to have his eyes pretty much bulge out of his head. And then instantly the next scene is you're introduced to the other set of characters that are going to be throughout the movie. And Herbert gets thrust into their lives. And they're all attending like a medical school. They all want to be doctors when they graduate. And, you know, Herbert comes in and he reveals that he's found a way to essentially extend brain life and pretty much create, like, I don't know if the word zombie is ever even mentioned in this movie.
No, it's never mentioned, but he says life is just like an electrochemical complex. I found a way to restart that in brain death. I can give, life. Again, I can bring things back to life.
The only thing I wanted, they never explained how the chemical worked.
Yeah,
I just wanted a little bit, a sentence or something to say how he discovered this.
I feel at times this movie felt very rushed. Like I felt like things escalated very, very quickly. Like immediately when the cat is revealed to be in his freezer, and I mean the guy kind of paints a fairly convincing story, like, you know, I found him dead, I put him in there because I didn't want to just leave him lying there for someone else to discover, and I'm like, that's plausible, you know, that could have happened. And the girl automatically is like, no, you killed him. And I'm just like, what? I'm like, that's a completely convincing story, you can't just say you killed him. And then later on when the guy's like, I can't remember the guy's name, I'm just gonna call him the guy, the other doctor, the good doctor, like he goes to the dean or whatever, who I guess is the father of the girl he's dating.
Yep.
And he's like, oh, I was helping him conduct an experiment.
What do you mean you were helping him conduct an experiment?
He acts so fucking pissed off. Like, yeah. He's like, you're expelled.
There's no reasoning.
There's no like judicial like committee.
I know.
Like we got to like go through the judicial process. It's, like, no, you're out.
Yeah, it's typical, you know, just rush the plot along. Cliche.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So like I don't feel like they had any time to just be like, so this is what this chemical is and how it works and blah, 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 blah. Everything just moves along so fast, but I didn't mind because this movie was so much fun.
Now, did you guys end up going along with the turn of Herbert West? Like when you first seen him, like, fuck this guy, I hate him already. And then, like, as the movie goes on, you're like, come on, Herbert, you need to get yourself out of this.
No,
I never hated his character. Like, I thought he was funny.
When he first saw, I was like, oh, this guy's going to be a, I'm not going to like him.
And I was laughing too much, I think.
As the movie progressed, I was finding myself cheering him on. I'm like, yeah, come on, we got to do this.
I wasn't really rooting on any characters. I was just going along for the ride, you know?
Yeah, I feel pretty much the same way. And, like, I never felt like he was completely bad. He was doing bad things, but I didn't feel like he was, like, doing horrific things. I don't, if that makes any sense.
Yeah,
he wasn't killing babies. He was just
smothering cats. Yet.
He was killing cats.
Now, the other thing is everyone's obsession with the frumpiest girl in the movie. Like even down to like her nightwear, she's wearing like a full length like neck to like ankle nightgown when she's abducted.
Oh yeah,
these frumpy sweaters that are like make her look kind of like a cow. But like everyone's like desiring her. Like, oh yeah, she's like the hottest thing on two legs.
You mean the main actress?
The main actress. Yeah,
I thought she was fine looking.
She's like okay looking, but like she dresses so
terrible. Actress though.
Like, oh yeah, terrible.
In this movie is pretty terrible except for Herbert.
It takes away from her actual okayness. And I was just like, this is pretty hilarious.
And then what is the actor who plays her father thinking as he's reading the script and as this movie's going along, because he's this straight-laced, you know, a dean essentially or head of the student body or whatever it is, you know, and then all of a sudden he has to turn into this zombie-like creature, and he's completely opposite, of course, and he's got this weird makeup and this hole in his head and his hair's all a mess. He's got blood all over him and coming out of his mouth. What is he thinking while he's doing this? It's like you would never expect something. But then what about the other guy, the other Harrod?
Yeah,
the rapey one.
Yes,
the headless doctor.
Headless doctor. What is he thinking when he's just a disembodied head, pretty much?
All right, so this is what's going to happen. You're going to be decapitated, and later you're going to have to go down on a girl.
Damn it! You ruined what I was going to talk about. We might as well get into spoilers at this point.
Fine, we'll get into spoilers.
Sorry, Wally.
Because during that entire scene, we're watching this, and we're like, he's like, he's using his body like grab all over and like molest her, and I'm like, then he has the head pick up the body, and he's like kissing her neck. And
you
then
mean
that
the body picks up the head?
Body picks up the head, and he's like kissing her way down, and we're both like, I hope to God he tries to go down on it. And then that fucking scene happens, and we're like, yeah! Fucking hey, this is awesome!
Oh my God.
Nudity in the 80s movies.
So gratuitous.
Like, for no reason. Like, there was a reason for that, but there was...
Well, I don't know. Was there really a reason other than to have...
He was the rapey doctor.
Yeah, like I said.
He had a file on her with,
reverse
like,
necrophilia.
Locks of her hair.
Yeah, he had, like, locks of her hair, like,
pieces of her clothing.
Yeah. Awful.
Even like his introductory scene to her is like, a woman who becomes the obsession of every man she comes across. But this guy, wouldn't he be awesome playing John Kerry?
Like, well, maybe actor, back like, at the day. Yeah, I'm sure
he's like a
shoo-in
for John Kerry.
Yeah.
But then, you know, all the crazy shit with the... Well, no, first off, we have to talk... Let's go back to the cat. The cat, when they're trying to find it around the edge of the
room.
It's
making noise.
That's amazing. That scene was so fantastic.
Like, and at first, when he walks in on him, it's on his back, and it's his obvious puppet.
He's just
trying
get it
to
off, get it off.
That's why I miss practical effects, man.
Where'd it go? Where'd it go? It's over there. And then when he finally kills the cat, he just hucks it at the one, just a blood spot.
Yes! He just was like,
done.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they revive it again,
like
and it's
Randy
just
fucking
this...
Johnson. He just fastballs into the wall.
Yeah, but they revive it again, and it's just this.
It can't walk.
It's just this bloody pulp, you know?
It's like, why is it screaming? Birth is always painful.
The writing in this movie was fantastic. So good.
But yeah, then go towards the end of this movie, and he, you know, he has this ultimate plan, you know, the headless doctor, you know?
I dug that plan.
And all these dead bodies come to life.
Because I'm sitting there going, wow, someone should just really make a zombie army. And then it fucking happens. I'm like, holy crap, did I make this movie?
Yeah.
The fact that everyone was just laying there silently and then just decided to spring up when the moment was right.
Well, no, he figured out how to control them by drilling into their brains.
Yeah, oh, the lobotomy thing? Yeah. That's what he did to them? I didn't get that. Like, I just thought that they were all just injected.
Because that's how he controlled her father.
Her father, okay.
Yeah. And I also want to talk about the fucking disguise to get into the morgue.
Oh, my God. The security guard.
I loved that it was the fucking model just on top of a jacket with a mask on.
Dude, the security guard. Oh, my God. Everyone in this movie was fucking horrific, but in a good way. Like, this movie is right up there for me with, like, The Room and Troll 2. Like,
oh,
as far as
wow.
entertaining.
Yeah, I'm putting this in the same category as, like, the Army of Darkness. It's one of those that I probably can
watch
again.
Dude, that's what I want to talk about. Thank you, Wally. This movie at times really reminded me of a Raimi movie.
Yes.
So much that I was like, holy shit, Sam Raimi could totally remake this movie.
Huh. Yeah, no, I don't know, because you say about Troll 2 and The Room, and with this movie, there's more of an awareness than there are with those two movies.
Yes.
You know?
But maybe more so with The Room. Like, I think Troll 2 and this movie share a lot in common. Like, maybe they set out to make something good and it became unintentionally comedic.
Hmm.
But The Room, I don't think Tommy Wiseau set out to make something.
There's genuineness there.
Yeah, yes. He
wanted to do something great.
Yeah, he wanted to do something amazing and it turned out bad. I think Troll 2 in this movie actually set out to do something good, but aesthetic does not lead it to be good.
I want to know where I can find copies of Boudoir magazine.
Yeah.
The choice of the whack off magazine. And that is one long wank too, by the way, because all the stuff is going on in the morgue. Then he comes back, he's like, what the fuck?
I like how he's like, break time. You know what that means? It means spank time.
Spank time.
And then, yeah, this movie, you know what this movie also reminded me of was, that came out a few years later, was Pet Sematary. Now, the book Pet Sematary came out before this movie, but the movie reminded me a lot of that, just in what everybody's motivation was, you know, or at least, you know, don't do this at first, but then there's reasons that they do it. There's even a fucking cat in both movies, you know, the child in Pet Sematary is a lot creepier, but and even with the end of this movie when he wants to revive his girlfriend
and it just ends on that dark and all you guys are screaming.
Yeah,
that was a cool fade out though, where it just fades out onto the
onto
liquid
the syringe
and it fades away. Yeah, that was cool. But then you just hear the scream at the end.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is there anything else to mention? This crazy,
we've pretty much covered all,
crazy,
like,
thing?
All the points, I think.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what else.
You know, Frumpy Girl, everybody wants. Going down on, dismembered head going down.
Sure,
on 80,
everything
on,
you see
on
in an
80s
movie.
Bush.
Oh, Herbert's end there with that.
Or he sacrifices himself pretty much?
No, where the portal opens up in the body and the
Dude,
intestines
yeah.
come
that's
out.
What I'm talking about, a John Carpenter or
it
Cronenberg
reminded me
movie.
Of The Thing or yeah. something. Yeah, like, yeah that yeah, definitely.
What did he say as he's injecting? Overdose!
He's overdose!
He's like, I've been wanting to try something. Just
like there's any science behind that. That's why I wanted some science, but a sentence of science. Scientific
I didn't need any
explanations.
Sense. I knew that reagent brings things back to life.
But
I
just needed to know how he discovered this. Kind of like I complained about The Invisible Man when we talk about that, where they didn't show any of it prior to him being invisible, where I wanted to see a little bit of him experimenting on himself. But they did describe, you know, based on his diaries.
Yeah.
But at least I got that. I just wished I got something in here that told me some science of, oh, like he figured out, you know, molecule A and molecule B can combine together, create, you know, this weird effect, you know? So I don't know. It's just so fucking insane.
In such a good way, man. I had such a good time with this movie. Total opposite reaction that I did to Night of the Creeps. Like, this movie is so far and above better, in my opinion.
And easy for anybody to watch because it's on Netflix Instant.
It is.
And it's not long. I think it's, what, not even an hour and a half?
Yeah, it's like 90... it's 95
like
minutes.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Yeah.
So it's not terribly long. It's an easy watch.
Yeah.
And it's a fun watch. So if you're looking for something fun to watch, like, over the month of October, like,
absolutely.
I highly recommend.
Yes.
If you're a kid in the 80s and you loved horror movies and you haven't seen this, oh my God, I can't believe I hadn't seen this movie. It's so up there right now in my favorite horror movies.
I remember seeing this on, like, lists and stuff like that and people being, you know, that you need to see this movie. And for some reason, yeah, like, it just avoided my attention.
Mia's a huge H.P. Lovecraft fan, and she wanted to see this with me, but timing didn't work out. And I'm still going to recommend this to her. Like, I don't think she'll get what she usually gets out of the H.P. Lovecraft stories.
No.
I think, like you said, this is probably very loosely based on one of his stories. But I think she would probably get a kick out of it, though she probably wouldn't enjoy the cat scene. She's a big pet lover.
Well, shall we get into grades?
Sure. I'll give it a B+.
A minus.
Wow. I'm giving it a straight up A.
So that's an A- average. I honestly, going into this, I never would have thought that we'd come out with this kind of grade.
Yeah, well, see, so far, these have been Night of the Creeps and Reanimate have been my nominations.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good.
So hopefully we can keep this all going for the month of October, all the really cool horror movies.
Is it all up to me with the loved ones? I really hope you guys like it.
We'll see. I know we're going to be cheating with that a little bit, but hopefully it'll be worth it.
Well, we cheated unintentionally with Night of the Creeps because I had seen it. I just didn't realize I had seen it.
Right. Okay, that does it for this episode of the First Time Watchers podcast. You can find us on Facebook by searching First Time Watchers. We post movie news and updates that we think you would be interested in. And you can email us at firsttimewatchers@gmail.com.
You can follow us on Twitter at 1sttimewatchers@twitter.com.
Or follow us on our Tumblr page, firsttimewatchers.tumblr.com.
Please download our episodes on iTunes and feel free to leave a review. Any feedback is greatly appreciated because of anything that we love, it's feedback.
Yes, and feedback allows us to make a better product for you, the people.
If you have any suggestions of movies for us to watch, please send a tweet, an email, or a post on our Facebook page. And stay tuned for our next episode. We'll probably be discussing something very interesting.
That's the First Time Watchers podcast, because we like to watch.